following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Leadoff Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. This is Fayetteville Wolves Baseball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, Collier Motors, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now here's color analyst Jacob Bassett and the voice of Fayetteville Wolves Athletics, Blake Bagley.
Good evening and welcome to the ballpark here at Fayetteville High School. You know, they always say Blake is with me, but Blake is not with me. He's still taking care of baby boy, who should be around 2 months old now. So he'll be back with us during football season. I will once again be flying solo tonight here at the ballpark. And it's senior night as they honored Braden Williams and Cole Hardy before the game, and two special guys. You remember Cole was on with us during a game last year, or this past football season, actually, when he was down with an injury. And Cole joined us for just about a whole game and talked about life and what this school means to him and his senior year. And, you know, congratulations to him and Braden Williams. And Cole will be getting the start tonight over in left field, so pretty excited about that. And tonight they're playing the Winterboro Bulldogs. And, you know, before this game starts, I want to send out my heartfelt prayers and condolences to the families affected by the tornado Saturday up there in Winterboro. They seem to be in good spirits today, ready for a game of baseball. And we'll give you the starting lineups. First for the Winterboro Bulldogs, at catcher is number 5, Kimani Robinson. Shortstop is Javari McKenzie. He'll be wearing number 3 tonight. On the bump for the Bulldogs is the pitcher, number 1, Jovi Cole. Out in center field, William Shepherd wearing number 14, followed by number 21, Jamarcus Hall, playing first base for the Bulldogs. Landon Davis in right field wearing number 27. At third, Peyton Hutton wearing number 25. Javen Forrest at second base wearing number 10. And number 4, Kevin McKenzie in left field. For the Wolves, starting on the hill is Brenton Cantrell. Behind the plate, Mason Williams. Over at first base is Braden Wood. Second base, Cam Hammonds. At second base this game is Blake McDaniel. I see that. As Ginger MacArthur says, all the seniors made the lineup here. So Blake McDaniel at second base, Cam Hammonds at shortstop. Ethan Jones will be playing third base in the field from left to right. Cole Hardy, Eli Burns, and Connor Crumpton, as the umpires are ready to get this thing started, calling balls and strikes tonight. Behind the plate is Brett Oates, and out in the field is Robert Bowen. as we're just about ready for the first pitch here. In Fayetteville, a pretty night, somewhere around 70 degrees. Just making sure everything is set here before we get this thing started. And we're underway with a called strike from Cantrell to Kimbani Robinson. Temperature at first pitch, 74, feels like 74. And a few little clouds, but nothing to block the sun here. A pretty night for some high school baseball. As the count goes 1-2 to Kimbani Robinson. Here's the 1-2. It's a ball inside at the chin. Cantrell comes set. Here it is. They're going to ring him up. Strike three. As Cantrell will set Kimbani Robinson down for out number one. That'll bring up the shortstop, Javari McKenzie, wearing number three for the Bulldogs tonight. So one down. The only batter that Cantrell has faced so far here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch from Cantrell. As McKenzie shows bunt and pulls the bat back, ball one. There it is, strike one. Called at the knees. 1-1 to count. Here it is. Ball inside low with the shoestrings. 2-1. Ball three. 3-1 to count. Cantrell wasting no time from pitch to pitch as per usual. And there it is. Ball four gets away from Williams to the backstop, but McKenzie's just going to trot down to first, and that'll bring up Jovi Cole, the pitcher, wearing number one. So one down, one on at first. Jovi Cole, the pitcher, at the plate. Cantrell comes set. Cole puts the bat on it. To the other Cole out in left field to fall in his glove for out number two. That out number two was caught by the senior, Cole Hardy. And that'll bring up center fielder number 14, William Shepherd. Two down, one on. Here in the top of the first, pickoff attempt to Wood. Not there in time. Shepherd. Another pickoff attempt. The field umpire says he is safe. Cantrell will come forward with it this time. That's a called strike one. About thigh high. Cantrell wasting no time. Here's the comebacker to second base. And it's going to be bobbled by Cam Hammond. So now you have two on, two outs. And that'll bring up Jamarcus Hall, the first baseman. There's the called strike one from Cantrell. So two on, runners on second and first. A ball high from Cantrell with two outs. A ball and a strike to Jamarcus Hall. There's called strike two at the belt. Cantrell checks the runner at second. He'll bring the ball forward. Swing and a miss for strike three. And out number three here in the top of the first. So one hit, one error for the Wolves. But the Bulldogs will leave a runner on second and a runner on first. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Prime supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Welcome back to the ballpark here at Fayetteville High School as Winterboro strands two in the top of the first and nobody crosses. And a good pitching performance from starting pitcher Brenton Cantrell, who will also lead us off here in the bottom of the second inning with Cantrell, Burns, and Jones, the top three in the order for the Fayetteville Wolves. And they'll be facing Jovie Cole wearing number one. The pitcher set the uniform matchup for you first for the Winterboro Bulldogs, and you know, with everything going on there, they wanted to represent with the blue and white, and they almost look like the LA Dodgers font with the Bulldogs across the chest. Solid blue jersey, white letters and numbers, and the solid white pants, black hat, blue bill, and a white W. Fayetteville wearing all whites today with the black numbers and letters with the black trim down the front belly part of the jersey and a gold outline black number. As Cole will get ready to face Brenton Cantrell, here's the first pitch. And it's a curveball in there to Cantrell for strike one. Coach Mark Northcutt at first, and Coach Matt Collier, the third base coach for the Wolves. Here it is, swing and a miss, big cut by Brenton Cantrell. Gets away from the catcher, Kamani Robinson. So here's the 0-2 to Cantrell from Jovie Cole. Curveball misses high, so says the umpire. I believe it was a good call on Cantrell. And here is the 0-2, or 1-2, 2-2 the count now. Cole will come set from the windup. Here it is. Foul ball back towards the parking lot. Count remains 2-2. Cantrell, the first batter for the Wolves in the order, and Eli Burns is on deck for the Wolves. Here's the 2-2 to Cantrell. Above his head for ball three. That'll bring the count full. Cantrell had to duck for that one. It would have been in the ear hole of the helmet. Here it is, full count pitch. It'll be hit up the middle in the gap in the infield for a single. As Cantrell will reach first safely and open up that right-handed batter's box for Eli Burns. So Cantrell will trot back to the dugout to make way for speed-up runner Mr. Jet Liner, wearing number 20 for the Wolves. Eli Burns at the plate. Cole comes to set. There's a time called by the umpire. I'm sitting on the ground and sitting behind the home plate umpire, so I can't really see why time was called. That will signal play. As Cantrell takes off to second, here's a throw down. Will it be in time? It will not. As Eli Burns watched that one high for ball one, then the throw down was not in time as Cantrell slides in safely at second base. So here's the 1-0. Sorry, not Cantrell, Jetliner. Sorry, there was a pinch runner. That one's in there for strike one. From Jovi Cole. Throws that one in there tied at the belt. 2-1 to count. Nobody out. Cantrell being pinch ran for Jetliner. So Jetliner at second base. There's a chopped foul ball from Eli Burns. 2-2. It's Cole. Comes set from the stretch. He'll check Liner at second. Here's the pitch. As Liner will take third base as the count comes full due, thanks to the ball three that got away from the catcher. So the count's full, nobody out. The first run, 90 feet away. Here's the full count to Burns, and he'll hit that one back up the middle. Here's the throw to first, not in time, and that'll score Jetliner. That'll bring up the third baseman tonight, Mr. Ethan Jones. He could put one out there if he gets a good stick on it. Try to keep this Fayetteville momentum early going. It's Cole. Checks Burns at first from the stretch. And Burns now stands at second on a called strike one to Ethan Jones. Jones playing in the front of the box, close to the catcher. So he'll watch that one high, ball one. Here's the pitch from Cole. Curveball in there. Strike two. Eli Burns stands on second base. Nobody out. Ethan Jones at the plate looking at a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Cole. He'll hit that one to the shortstop. Burns will hold it second. There it is, out number one. So Ethan Jones hits one to the shortstop, and he'll ground out. And Eli Burns will have to stay at second base, and that'll bring up Blake McDaniel, who is playing second base today for the Wolves. It's Cole still throwing from the stretch. Burns will have to go back, and he was halfway to third base before that pitch was even thrown. Or he'll stay there. It's Cole checks Burns at third. There's the pickoff attempt. Not in there in time as Burns dives back safely. So here's the 0-1 to McDaniel Hill. Get under that one as a fly ball to right field. That was caught by the right fielder, Landon Davis, for out number two. Eli Burns tags and scores from third base. Fringar scored 2-0 here in Fayetteville over the Winterboro Bulldogs. That'll bring up Braden Wood, the first baseman. Here's the pitch from Cole, fouled back towards the first base dugout. That's where the Bulldogs are calling home today. Oh, and one the count. Here's the pitch from Cole. He's now throwing back from the windup. Wood hits that one out to center field. It's going to get in there. Ball kind of got caught in no man's land as Braden Wood gets the piece of candy from Coach Martin Northcutt down there at first base, and that'll bring up Cam Hammonds playing shortstop today. As Cole tries to pick off Wood at first base, gets over the first baseman's head, and Wood will take second base. Here's the first pitch to Hammonds. He hits that one to the shortstop. And it'll get away from the first baseman. And here comes Braden Wood. He will cross. Hammonds tries to go down to second. He is going to be under the tag. Either way you look at it, he is safe because the second baseman did drop the baseball. Cam Hammonds in there with a double and an RBI. And that'll bring up Connor Crumpton. He's playing right field tonight. So two out, one on at second base, Cam Hammonds. Here's the first pitch to Crumpton. He's going to lay down a bunt. No play. And he's going to be caught in a rundown. He's going to be in there safe. And around the second is Connor Crumpton. So you got one runner 90 feet away who thought about coming all the way around and changed his mind, got caught in a rundown. And Connor Crumpton took advantage of that and made it safely to second base with two outs, and that'll bring up the other senior, Braden Williams, who is the starting designated hitter today. You know, we've mentioned Cole Hardy starting in left. Braden will be the designated hitter today. And he'll see his first pitch from Cole. There's the first pitch, and it'll come back to the wall. And in comes Hammonds. He'll slide in safely. And here comes Crumpton. He will slide in safely. On the ball one pitch from Jovi Cole. Two runners score on a wild pitch. So one ball, no strikes to Braden Williams. Two outs in a 5-run first inning for the Fayetteville Wolves as Jovi Cole throws it again from the windup to Braden Williams. Here it is, and it's going to hit Williams right in the middle of the 2-4 on the back of his jersey. So there's one senior Wolf down to first base, and that'll open up the batter's box for the other senior in number 3, left fielder Cole Hardy. So Williams gets the lead for first, 2 outs. Jovi Cole just looking for something as Williams thought about taking second base, thought better of it, and the called strike one to Cole Hardy. Here's the 0-1 to Hardy. Ball low, gets away from the catcher, and Williams will be standing at second base when all is said and done. That'll even the count 1-1. With 2 outs, the Bulldogs just trying to find an out to get out of this inning before any more damage is done. But I think Cole Hardy has other things to say about it. Here's a pitch from Cole. Ball low back to the wall. And to third base goes Braden Williams. And the Winterboro faithful looking for an out with the boys in blue out there in the field. Here's the 2-1, ball high. 3-1 the count. Or that'll be ball 4, they say. And we have officially batted around here in the top of the first inning, and that'll bring up Brenton Cantrell. So runners on the corners, the seniors, Braden Williams at third, Cole Hardy was at first, and he'll take off to second base. Smart decision there by the catcher, Kamani Robinson, not to throw it down to second base and keep Williams at bay at third base. Cantrell looks at ball one. There's the pitch for Cole right on the noggin of Cantrell, bounces right off the helmet back to the wall. But now the sacks are full of Fayetteville Wolves, and that'll bring up Eli Burns. But before Burns sees the first pitch, Jetliner once again checks in for Brenton Cantrell. So the Ducks are in the pond with 2 outs and Eli Burns at the plate. Here's the pitch. Grounded out to the shortstop. And the second baseman was off the base. Williams will score. Liner to second. Hardy to third, Cantrell in there with a single in the infield. So once again, bases juiced. That'll bring up the powerful Ethan Jones if he can get a hold to this one. Probably looking to hit it into the trucks out there in left field. No, Coach Matt Collier would love to see it. So would the people behind me. Time called by the Winterboro head coach. So the proceedings are adjourned. The bases remain juiced for the Wolves as Ethan Jones, the third baseman, at the plate. The Bulldogs just looking for an out here. Here's the pitch from Cole. Ball low. So Hardy at third, Liner at second, Cantrell at first. Ethan Jones at the plate, two outs. With 6-0 lead from the Wolves, here's the pitch. Curveball. And Jones will hit that one towards the moon, and it'll fall into the glove of the shortstop, Javari McKenzie. There's the third out. The Wolves, or the Bulldogs rather, been looking for a while now. But the good guys score 6 in the bottom of the first. We'll come back and we'll have the second inning for you. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Are you stuck in the slow lane because of pain and immobility? It's time to change lanes and get moving again with Donahue Physical Therapy. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our experienced therapist will put you on the fast track to recovery so you can enjoy life to the fullest. No more sitting on the sidelines. It's time to jump back into the action. Donahue Physical Therapy. Let's hit the road to recovery together. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
At Betty Ruth's Cafe, the feast never ends. Sizzling Asian stir fry, hearty Southern classics, tangy Mexican cuisine, and savory barbecue are all under one roof. Betty Ruth's Cafe, nestled in Allenbrew Markets, offers a world of taste in your community. Allenbrew Markets, a locally owned family business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
As we head to the top of the second inning, it is 6-0. The good guys, Fayetteville puts up a 6 spot in the bottom half of the first inning. Winterboro didn't get anybody across after leaving them 2 stranded. They'll look to right that ship here in the top half of the second inning. And you're looking at Landon Davis, Peyton Hutton, and Javen Forrest, the 3 that the Bulldogs will send to the plate, and they'll be facing Brenton Cantrell. Once again, at first, Braden Wood. Blake McDaniel at second. Here is the first pitch from Cantrell. It's in there for a called strike at shortstop. Cam Hammonds, third base. Ethan Jones, left to right in the outfield. Hardy, Burns, and Crumpton. In there, strike 2. So 0-2 the count, and the first batter of the top half of the second inning, Landon Davis, the right fielder. He'll foul that one back towards his own dugout. It'll hit the Y on the Fayetteville that is painted across that first base dugout. So 0-2 the count, as Davis will hit a chopper. It'll be tossed to Braden Wood for out number 1. That'll bring up the third baseman, Peyton Hutton, wearing the number 25 for the Bulldogs tonight. So nobody on, 1 out. Here's the pitch from Cantrell. It'll sail in there. Ha! So 1-0 the count, 1 out. Ball 2 at the shoestrings of the New Balance cleats that Peyton Hutton wears. In there, strike 1. So 2-1 now the count to Peyton Hutton. In there, tight, ball 3. See if Cantrell can give him something to try to chase here to bring the count full, and he will not, and Hutton will be standing on first base. And that'll bring up number 10, Javen Forest. So one on, one out. Forest will pop that one into no man's land. That one will go to the fence. Hutton, round second. He hesitates for a minute. It's going to be a close play as Ethan Jones will block that one up. And Javen Forrest in there with a stand-up double. So Winterboro making some noise here in the bottom of the second or the top of the second inning. With Hutton on third, Forrest on second, and Kevin McKenzie coming up to the plate for the Bulldogs. Here's the inside pitch, and man, McKenzie had to back out of that one. Here's the 1-0. In there for a call strike. It'll get away from Mason Williams, the catcher. But nobody moves. With Hutton deciding he don't think he can make it from third to home on a pass ball with the speed of Cantrell and Mason Williams. Here's the 1-1. In there low for ball two. So here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss from Kevin McKenzie. Cantrell wasting no time from pitch to pitch, as we discuss every game he pitches. He's right to work every time he gets the ball back from the catcher. And there is a foul ball off of the umpire or the catcher. I heard it hit somebody, didn't quite see who it was. Count remains 2-2 with one out. Sorry about that. My thumb got a little happy there. But while that was going on, Kevin McKenzie with a big swing and a miss on the strikeout from Brenton Cantrell for out number two. And we're back at the top of the order with the catcher, Kimani Robinson. Here's the 0-0 and a big swing and a miss from Robinson for strike one. Ball in there low. 1-1 the count. Paints the black with that one for strike two. 1-2. Runner at third, that's Hutton. Runner at second, that is Forrest. Checks the swing on a ball high. Umpire said he didn't go around, which he did not. Didn't bring the bat all the way around. Kamani Robinson. Ball in there tied at the elbows. That'll even the count up at 2-2 with two outs. So deuces everywhere as Robinson fouls that one back off the plate. As the home plate umpire just takes that ball that was back here at the wall. Count is full, 3-2. Here's the payoff. Cantrell throws that one straight back to the wall. Mason Williams blocks it up. And Kimani Robinson will walk to first base. So base is juice now for the Bulldogs. And Javari McKenzie, the shortstop. This is a different batter who I do not have a name and number for. Let me check the picture their coach sent me earlier. See if I have his name there. This is number 28. Chris Smith, who will watch that one in there for strike one. Another shot in there, strike two. So here's the 0-2 with two outs. Bases loaded for the Bulldogs here in the top half of the second inning. Let's see if Cantrell with a pitch, and that one will sail over the head. So here's the 1-2 from Cantrell. Swing and a miss with the bases loaded. And that was out number three, so Winterboro strands three in the pond. Nobody crosses. We'll head to the bottom of the second after these words from our sponsor. Fayetteville up 6-0 over the Winterboro Bulldogs. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Betty Roos Cafe, the feast never ends. Sizzling Asian stir fry, hearty Southern classics, tangy Mexican cuisine, and savory barbecue are all under one roof. Betty Roos Cafe, nestled in Allen Brew Markets, offers a world of taste in your community. Allen Brew Markets, a locally owned family business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Hey, it's Ben Donahue. If you've been sidelined by an injury and your doctor recommends physical therapy, you have to take control of your care at that point. Our caring therapists are experts in pain management and rehabilitation. Tell them your number one choice is Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
Fajita Fridays are at La Piñata Mexican Grill with steak or chicken fajitas for only $12.99. Hornito Sunrises are only $5.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
6-0, the Fayetteville Wolves lead the Winterboro Bulldogs. As we get ready to start the Fayetteville half of the second inning, the bottom of the second inning, we'll see Blake McDaniel, Braden Wood, and Cam Hammonds coming to the plate. And they'll face Jovi Cole. Cole throws from the windup. Here it is. That's a skyrocket from Blake. And it'll be caught out there in center field by Kevin McKenzie.
Good rip, Blake.
A good hit there by Blake McDaniel. Just fell in the glove of the center fielder. And that'll see the first baseman, Braden Wood, come to the plate. So one out. Braden Wood at the plate. Here's a first pitch, and he'll hit that one down the first baseline. He's going to think two. He could keep going. He might could get three out of this. If he keeps going, he's going three.
Here we go.
And he is in there with a stand-up triple. Braden Wood. And with one out, here's a good chance for Cam Hammonds, who is a hot hitter himself. See if he can bring in Braden Wood, who has just now hit a stand-up triple. So here's the first pitch to Cam from Cole. He'll watch that one in about letter half, strike one. Here's the 0-1 to Hammonds. That one. Over the catcher's head, bounces off the bricks, back into his glove, and Wood will have to stay at third base. So 1-1 to count, one out to Cam Hammonds. Here's the pitch. That one will go wild. Braden will hold at third base. 2-1 to count now. 6-0 Fayetteville leads over Winterboro. Here's the pitch from Cole. Hammonds, big swing and a miss. Braden's thinking home, and he will slide in there safely. As now Cam Hammonds looks at an even count at 2-2. Home plate umpire will clean the dish. Connor Crumpton awaits on deck. Here's the pitch from Cole. Swing and a miss, and that's a drop third strike. And Hammonds in there safely. So that'll bring up Connor Crumpton. One out. Cam Hammonds at first. And the 7-0 Fayetteville lead. As Crumpton shows bunt. See if he'll stay with it. Cole will call time. He'll come back set. Crumpton still shows bunt. Cam Hammonds at first, getting his lead, and he'll shade back. Gets another lead. Here it is. As Hammonds in there safely at second on a pass ball. So 1-0, the count now to Connor Crumpton. As Cole comes set from the stretch, here it is. 2-0 to Connor Crumpton. Braden Williams on deck as Braden Wood got the scoring early here for the Wolves here in the bottom of the second. Here's the inside pitch, and Hammonds will take third base on another pass ball by the Bulldogs. So we started out the bottom of the second inning, 6-0 Fayetteville. Braden Wood hits a stand-up triple, and he scores on a pass ball to make the score now 7-0. But Cam Hammonds looking to keep the scoring going as Crumpton watches that one in high for a ball. That's ball four. So now runners at the corner, at the corners for the Wolves, and that bring up Braden Williams. As we mentioned, tonight is senior night for the Wolves. As we start area play as well. Tonight's the first game of area play. Winterboro agreeing to play this thing after everything that's happened up there after the storm Saturday. Here's the pitch. In there, strike one. So here's the 0-1 to Williams. Jovi Cole on the mound for the Bulldogs. As Crumpton down to second base, no throw down to keep Hammonds at bay at third. There's a pass ball, and Hammonds will slide in there safely. And that'll make the score 8-0. Two and one, the count to Williams. The designated hitter. So now Connor Crumpton 90 feet away. Here's the 2-1 over the head of Williams. Both pitchers tonight, in Cantrell and Jovi Cole, liking to throw those inside pitches here tonight. Here's a 3-1 to Braden Williams. That'll be low and away for ball four. And that'll bring up the other senior who was celebrated tonight, Mr. Cole Hardy. Cole getting the start out in left field tonight. Cole checks a runner at third. Here's the pitch. And Crumpton will score on the pass ball. Williams in there. Safe, they will call him. The Winterboro faithful looking for them to reverse that call. No argument from the Bulldogs dugout. We'll continue play here as Cole Hardy faces a 1-0 pitch. Now Braden Williams 90 feet away. Here's a curveball. Just a little outside. 2-0. There's a pickoff attempt. Not in time. Here's the 2-0 to Cole Hardy. Curveball misses high. So 3-0 the count. Let's see if he gets the green light here to swing. Here it is. That's ball four. So just like in the bottom half of the first inning, the seniors occupy the corners for the Wolves. Braden Williams at third, Cole Hardy at first base, and that'll bring up Brenton Cantrell. We're back at the top of the order. 9-0. Fayetteville leads the Winterboro Bulldogs. Here's the curveball, misses high. Cole Hardy, first base, gets his lead. Braden Williams at third gets his lead. The seniors at the corners. There's Hardy taking second base. No throw down. There's a pass ball. Here comes Williams. Let's see if he'll get in there. He'll get in there safely. And that'll make the score 10-0. And you got to think here, the Wolves want to keep that 10-run lead, and we get to go home early. I don't know if you hear Josh Cantrell behind me telling Brenton that the ball's there to put that thing out there in the outfield. So here's a 2-0 to Cantrell, and that one will miss high. And Hardy will stay at second base. So here's the 3-0 to Cantrell. That one will miss low. Hardy down to third. Cantrell to first base, and that'll bring up Eli Burns, who is playing center field for the Wolves. And once again, Jet Liner will check in for Brenton Cantrell since he is the pitcher. As the Winterboro coaching staff will call for a mound visit. So let's set the stage here for you. Eli Burns at the plate. Ethan Jones on deck. Cole Hardy at third. Jet Liner running for Brenton Cantrell at first base. So runners at the corners with one out. But it looks like we're going to have a pitching change for the Bulldogs. We'll keep it here. And this will give me time to tell you that our next broadcast on the Coosa Pines Fayetteville Sports Network will be live Monday as we start spring break at 11:30 versus Lindsey Lane from the Gulf Coast of the great state of Alabama, as the Wolves have traveled down there and they'll play some good games, and they'll play some tough competition, as Coach Collier says. Their first game will be at 9 o'clock. I will not be on the call for that one. They will play Normal Community School out of Illinois, just about 45 minutes south of Chicago, followed by Lindsay Lane at 11:30. That will be the game that I call. Those games will be at Bayside High School. So 9 against Normal Community and 11:30 against Lindsay Lane. Tuesday, they will play Oak Grove. That game will be played at Sims High School at 2 o'clock. And Wednesday, we'll round out the spring break trip versus Carbon Hill at Robertsdale at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned to the Fayetteville baseball social media and the Radio Alabama social media, and we'll have those times and games posted there so you can tune in if you can't make the trip. So new pitcher for the Winterboro Bulldogs, that's Hutton coming in from third base, and Jovi Cole will swap battery positions and he'll go to catcher. Second base will now be Kamani Robinson. And I'm trying to see the number of who will be the third baseman now. It'll be number 14, William Shepherd, coming in from center field. So a lot of defensive changes for the Bulldogs as Peyton Hutton gets his warm-up pitches in. Home plate umpire signals two more pitches, so we're about ready to get this thing back underway. 10-0 here in the bottom of the second. Fayetteville leads Winterboro. So as he gets ready to take this, once again, we'd like to send our thoughts and prayers to the Winterboro community as tornado tore through the community Saturday night. And just pray for them and the loss of life that took place there. And Eli Burns will step in for the Wolves, and he'll be facing Peyton Hutton. And down to second goes Liner. Cole Hardy will score, and to third goes Liner on the pass ball. So speed on the bases for the Wolves, and it showed right there as Liner stole second and then third again. And Eli Burns will watch that one for ball one. So here's the 1-0 from Hutton. Curveball in there for a called strike at the knees of Eli Burns. Jones awaits on deck. Followed by Braden Wood, who hit Blake McDaniel. As that curveball is in there low for ball three. Blake McDaniel represents the one out here in the bottom of the second. There's a big swing and a miss to even the count at two to Eli Burns. Once again, a beautiful night for high school baseball. The temperature slowly dropping. Eli Burns will put the bat on that one, but it'll go back to the wall, foul ball. Count remains 2-2. Burns watches that one in low to bring the count full. Here's the pitch from Hutton. Swing and a miss for out number two. And that'll bring up Ethan Jones, the third baseman. liner at third, and that one's in there. Called strike one. So the lone base runner right now for the Wolves here in the bottom of the second is Jet Liner. But four runs have scored before we got to this point. And there it is, long fly ball. That one's to the wall. Will it go? It will go. Home run for Ethan Jones. A two-run shot to center field by Ethan Jones, and he'll trot around the bases as the Wolves will clear the dugout to greet him at the plate. That one carried pretty good. Good shot there by Ethan Jones on the home run. That'll bring the score 13-0. And that'll bring the man who started this bottom half of the second inning. It was a lone out for a long time, all the way until we got to Eli Burns, Blake McDaniel. Here it is from Hutton. McDaniel thought about checking the swing, but went around for strike one. And the man that got the scoring started for the Wolves here in the bottom of the second, Braden Wood, awaits on deck with a stand-up triple. McDaniel will hit that one down the third baseline. The third baseman couldn't handle it. He is in there on a late throw from Kamani Robinson. And that'll bring up the aforementioned Braden Wood, who got the scoring started here in the bottom of the second, and he had a stand-up triple. And I say a stand-up triple, there were no errors on the throw. He just hit it in a good spot, got to third base standing up. So, Blake McDaniel at first. Here's the pitch. Paints the outside part of the plate for strike one. Here's the pitch. Curveball in there, fouled away back towards the Fayetteville press box. So 0-2 the count now to Braden Wood. Two outs. 13-0 Fayetteville leads in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch.
There you go.
Wood will hit that one up the middle. And he'll be in there with a single. That'll bring up Cam Hammonds, who is also another run in the second inning. Curveball in there, called strike. The runner's a hole as it gets away from the catcher. Here's the pitch from Hutton. That one will come back to the net towards me. The runner's a hole. As the sun is now falling behind the school behind us, Fayetteville leads 13-0. Here in the bottom of the second inning, Cam Hammers at the plate looking at a 1-1 pitch from Hutton. Here it is. Curveball misses high. So as the sun drops behind the school, so does the temperature. Here's the pitch from Hutton. Going to be outside. Ball three. 3-1 the count. Runners at first and second. Braden Wood at first. Blake McDaniel at second base. Cam Hammonds at the plate. Connor Crumpton awaits on deck. Here's a 3-1 to Hammonds. That one's going to miss and hit the net behind me. bases are now juiced for the Wolves. And that'll bring up Connor Crumpton. So bases juiced for the Wolves, two outs. Here in the bottom of the second, Fayetteville leads 13-0. Connor Crumpton at the plate. Here's the pitch from Hutton. Curveball fouled away for strike one. So 0-1 the count to Crumpton. Bases loaded for the Wolves. Here's the pitch from Hutton. Curveball misses high. So Hammonds, Wood, and McDaniel, the base runners for the Wolves. Curveball swung on by Crumpton in the gap to the fence. In comes McDaniel. Around third comes Braden Wood. And in the third, Cam Hammonds. In the second goes Connor Crumpton. So 15-0 the score now. And this score could be 17 or 18-0. At the man at the plate, the senior Braden Wood gets a good stick on it. As Fayetteville just continues to pour it on here in the second inning. The Winterboro Bulldogs looking to buy an out now. There's a ball low. A good crowd on hand for what was supposed to be a doubleheader. Now just a single game. Started at 6 o'clock tonight. There is pitch right there on the black part of the plate. Painted the corner with that one. Strike one. So now 1-1 the count, two outs. Braden Williams at the plate. Here's the pitch. That one will come back to the bricks. Both runners thought about going. No throw from the catcher, Jovi Cole. Runners a hold, 2-1 to count now with two outs. Here's the 2-1 from Hutton. See, he'll come set from the stretch, checks the runner at third. Here it is. Curveball fouled back to the net, leaving the count at two. So deuces wild here, two balls, two strikes, two outs. In the second inning, here's the pitch. Here's a hit ball hit towards right center. Scoring will be Cam Hammonds. Also scoring will be Connor Crumpton, and Williams in there with a two RBI single. And that'll bring up the other senior, Cole Hardy, as he brings a fresh set of baseballs to the home plate umpire, Brad Oaks. So one on, two out. Cole Hardy, a big swing and a miss as that one gets away from the catcher, and Williams will hold at first base. Here's the 0-1. Curveball fouled back to the wall for 0-2. As Britton Cantrell awaits in the hole, or on deck now, as Cole Hardy's at the plate. Looking at an 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Hutton. Curveball. Fly it out to second base, and it'll fall in the glove of the second baseman, Javen Forrest, for out number three. But not before the Fayetteville Wolves put a 10 spot up here in the bottom of the second inning. Third inning awaits on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Seventeen to nothing, the Fayetteville Wolves lead the Winterboro Bulldogs as we get ready to start the top of the third inning. And if you want to watch some baseball with these Wolves involved, you will have to travel to Winterboro Thursday, or you can go to Sylacauga to the Walt and watch them play Saturday at 1 o'clock. A triple hitter with the JV, the varsity, and the junior high playing at the Walt Saturday, and then we'll travel to the beach to watch these Wolves play 4 games during spring break. So Jovi Cole will lead off the Bulldogs here in the third inning. You'll see Cole, Shepherd, and Hall as Winterboro will get a hit, a single from Jovi Cole on the first pitch he sees from Cantrell to start the third inning. Let me set the scene for you. I'm surrounded by the Cantrells to my left, Brittany to my right, and a host of Fayetteville faithful behind me in the bleachers. And there's a called strike in there to Shepherd, who caught the third out to finally end the second inning. That ball in there. 1-1 to count. Nobody out. Jovi Cole will go down to second base. There's a chopper to shortstop. Not in time. As Hammond scooped it up, but man, Shepherd's fast. And that'll bring up the first baseman, Jamarcus Hall. As everybody you'll see for the Bulldogs right now, you'll see for the second time. So Hall at the plate, Cantrell checks. Both runners looking for a throw down. Nobody there to catch it. Here's the first pitch to Hall in there on the lower part of the plate for strike one. Here's the 0-1 from Cantrell. Swing and a miss, and there's a throw down in Winterboro. We'll get their first run of the contest. And they will say Shepherd was out at second base. I couldn't quite see the play because of the home plate umpire, but I trust the umpire's judgment there for out number one. So Winterboro ends the shutout as Cole scores from third base. Jamarcus Hall at the plate looking at an 0-2 count. No discussion from the Winterboro dugout. Here's the 0-2. Called strike three on the lower part of the plate for out number two. That second inning was so long, it's like days. They just run together now. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Landon Davis, with two outs. Nobody on. Here's the pitch to Cantrell. In there on the lower outside corner of the plate, called strike one. Here it is. Called strike two on the lower part of the plate. Cantrell wasting no time between pitches. I think it's throwing the hitter's timing off. So here's the 0-2 from Cantrell with two outs. Fouled away from Davis. Back to the wall. So here's the 0-2 once again from Cantrell. Oh, curveball just missed the upper part of the plate. For ball one. So here it is, the 1-2 from Cantrell. That one's down the middle for strike three. And that's the third out of the inning. We will have the bottom half of the third inning coming up. Or no, they're gonna call a ball game. Are they? Or no, they're not. They were lining up like they were going to shake hands. But we'll keep it here for just a second. 17-1. The Fayetteville Wolves lead the Winterboro Bulldogs. We'll have the bottom half of the third inning coming up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
At Betty Ruth's Cafe, the feast never ends. Sizzling Asian stir fry, hearty Southern classics, tangy Mexican cuisine, and savory barbecue are all under one roof. Betty Ruth's Cafe, nestled in Allen Brew Markets, offers a world of taste in your community. Allen Brew Markets, a locally owned family business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Are you stuck in the slow lane because of pain and immobility? It's time to change lanes and get moving again with Donahue Physical Therapy. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our experienced therapist will put you on the fast track to recovery so you can enjoy life to the fullest. No more sitting on the sidelines. It's time to jump back into the action. Donahue Physical Therapy. Let's hit the road to recovery together. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
So, a quick score update from Childersburg. They beat the Comer Tigers in a pitcher's duel at Garland Justice tonight, 1-0. But here at the ballpark at Fayetteville High School, it's 17-1. The Wolves lead the Winterboro Bulldogs after a 10-run second inning. Brenton Cantrell, the top of the order, will lead us off here in the bottom of the third. So this one's pretty much done. Just got to go through the particulars here as you have to play 5 innings no matter what the score was. If it was 15-0 at the end of the first inning, they would have called it. But now you have to play 5 with a 17-1 score. And Peyton Hutton goes in for his second inning of work. There it is. Curveball. Ball one misses low. So Tylen Buchanan for the Comer Tigers pitched a gem tonight. Just was on the wrong end of it when all was said and done. Here's the 1-0 to Cantrell. Now it's 2-0. That's the first round area game for the Tigers and the Tigers. This is the first round area game for the Bulldogs and the Wolves. So here's the pitch from Hutton, the 2-0. Make that 3-0. As the ball bounces off the bricks back into the glove of Jehovah Cole. Let's see if Cantrell will get the green light here. From Coach Northcutt, Collier hadn't come out the dugout yet for his third base coaching position, and that'll be strike one. That one was too hot for Cole to handle. He drops it right beside him. Cantrell steps out, steps back in. Here's the pitch from Hutton. Curveball fouled back towards the parking lot. Just about hit a car, but it misses it. That'll bring the count full as Eli Burns awaits on deck for the Wolves. There it is, fouled back. Cantrell, he'll stay alive. As Cantrell will step back in, looking at a full count, nobody out. Curveball fouled down the third baseline. And he'll stay in. Time called to get that foul ball out of play. So the count full to Cantrell, the leadoff man here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch from Hutton. That one. Sliced foul down the third baseline. Just about clipped Coach Collier down there, who finally came out of the dugout. I would assume he's going back in there to hide. So once again, the full count to Cantrell. And he'll watch that one low and outside for ball four. So a good at-bat from Cantrell as he fought off some pitches to run that count up. And that'll bring up Eli Burns. And once again, Cantrell, the pitcher, will give way to Jet Liner. The pinch runner will go to first. Eli Burns at the plate with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch from Hutton. Curveball in there on the outside part of the plate, strike one. Hutton. Throwing from the stretch now. Here's the 0-1. Curveball in there on the lower part for strike two. Here's the 0-2 from Hutton. Ball low, gets behind the catcher. Liner will stay at first base. As the umpire provided the brick wall there. As a slight chill has fallen over us here at Fayetteville, that's going to be a ball outside to even the count at two. It was 74 degrees at first pitch, as I called it. And right now, as Eli Burns looks at a 2-2 count, he'll watch that curveball go by him for strike three in the first out of the bottom of the third. It's now 67 degrees as the temperature is on a slow decline as the sun is set behind the school. and the Winterboro head coach will call a mound visit. He'll bring in the whole infield. Seventeen to one. The Wolves lead the Bulldogs. As the mound proceedings are adjourned, everybody will go back to their positions. Well, no, we're going to have a new pitcher. As soon as I can get his number, we will pass that information along to you. That is going to be number 10, Javen Forrest will come in from his second base position. And he will go to work here in the third inning with one out. Once again, you can catch these Wolves again Thursday against these same Bulldogs. And should Fayetteville win that one, they will win that area matchup and have a leg up in area play. And then you can catch them again Saturday at the Walt. As they play Sylacauga in a split triple header with the JV, the varsity, and the junior high. And then we're off to the coast for four games. I will have the call for two or three of those. I'm thinking three. As the umpire signals one more warm-up pitch for Javen Forrest. We're ready to resume play here. So Hutton will go back to third base, and Javen Forrest will go to work on the mound. And Kamani Robinson will go to second. Jones watches that one for ball one. Jones back in the second inning. Had a two-run home run just over the center field wall. About where the light pole is, if you're looking out in the outfield, it's the one on the left side of the flagpole. Jones looks at a 1-0 count. There it is, right down the middle for strike one. So a good crowd on hand, as per usual at a Fayetteville baseball game. Here's the 1-1 to Jones. Jones will hit that one past Hutton, and Collier will hold the runners. That'll bring up Blake McDaniel. So the cleanup man comes to the plate. So Jones at first, Liner at second, and McDaniel will watch that one low and outside for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Couldn't contain the check swing there. That'll be a strike one, as he did cross the plate with the bat. So that was 1-1 the count. Here it is.
Hey, why did you take the trail?
Don't run it, Blake.
Curveball in there on the inside part of the plate. It does hit Blake McDaniel. That'll juice the bases up for Braden Wood, who hit a stand-up triple back in the second inning. Looking to clear the bases once again. There it is. He'll hit it to the shortstop. There's one. No play at first as Liner crosses the plate. to make the score 18-1. And that'll bring up Cam Hammonds with runners at the corners. So you have Jones 90 feet away at third, Braden Wood at first, who'll probably go to second base. So he will hold it first on the outside, ball one. Here's the 1-0 to Hammonds. And he will hit that one over second base. Found the hole, and that'll score. Ethan Jones, Braden Wood will go to second base. And Hammonds is in there with his RBI single. And that'll bring up Connor Crumpton, who has one of these runs to his credit. There it is, ball outside. 1-0 the count. Runners at second and first. Wood at second, Hammonds at first. Here's the pitch from Forrest. That ball be a ball outside. And Collier holding the runners here as the ball gets behind the catcher. The catcher's now Jovi Cole, who pitched an inning and a third. Here's the pitch to Crumpton, curveball in there, top part of the plate for strike one. Here's the 2-1 from Forrest. Ball outside, 3-1. Ball four. So the Ducks are in the pond once again for the Wolves, and that'll bring up the senior, Braden Williams. Ever Ogwin will check in for Connor Crumpton, who you would assume will be the pitcher as we start the fourth inning here in another out. So two outs, bases juice for the Wolves. Braden Williams checks in to the box. Ball outside. As a throw down to third, not there. Gets behind Hutton, but not far enough for Braden Wood to score. But I would assume Collier is holding the runners right now. Here's the 1-0. In there, strike one. So here's the 1-1. Check the swing. He did go for strike two. So here's the 1-2. See if Winterberg can get out of the inning. Strike three, they will call on the inside part of the plate to Williams. And that will end the third inning. Top of the fourth. Coming up on the other side of the break, Fayetteville leads 19-1 over the Winterboro Bulldogs. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
All right, so it's a whole new Fayetteville baseball team out there as we get ready to start the fourth inning. As the balls just keep flying towards the table here, let's set this up at first base is number 34, Jackson Leonard. Going to second base is Cam Hammonds at shortstop, Jet Liner at third base. Coming out of the pitcher position, Brenton Cantrell going right to left in the outfield. Ever Oglin, Sawyer Braswell, and Cole Hardy will stay behind the plate. Also staying is Mason Williams. New pitcher for the Wolves is number 17, Blake McDaniel. So Coach Collier changing everything around for the Wolves as they lead 19-1 as we start the fourth inning. So Jackson Leonard. So Jackson Ellison at first base, Cam Hammonds. First pitch from Blake McDaniels in there for a strike. So it's Jackson Leonard, Cam Hammonds, Jet Liner, and Brenton Cantrell, the infield. As strike two is thrown on a swing from Blake McDaniel, Oglin, Braswell, and Hardy in the outfield. As that one's fouled back right over the net. If it was about 5 feet to the left, it would have rang the trash can, giving 5 points for that one. This is Hutton, the third baseman, at the plate for the Bulldogs. And Forrest awaits on deck. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss for the first strikeout recorded for Blake McDaniel. So Coach Collier giving a lot of the young guys time in the field, and here is Javen Forrest as he'll face Blake McDaniel. Ball's going to miss high down the middle, just a little high. Here's the 1-0. Missed just a little outside for ball two. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss for strike one. So 2-1 the count to Forrest. McDaniel delivers. Swing and a miss out of leaving the count up at two. Williams gets a practice throw in. Hopefully on this next pitch. Great heads-up play by Cantrell at third to know the ball was coming to him. And time is called. And he'll step back in. Here's the 2-2. Fouled away. So Forrest maybe, just maybe the smallest athlete on the field for either team at the plate. Here it is. Ball's going to miss outside. Count is full. So the count's full to Javen Forrest with one out. Here's the pitch. He'll foul that one away in front of him off the plate. Oh, no, they're going to say it was a fair ball. So that will warrant a discussion. So after the discussion from the Winterboro coach and the home plate umpire, both umpires will discuss this to see what's going to take place here. As you can hear the Winterboro bus in the background being cranked up. They're going to call it foul, and I think that's the right call because it did bounce off the plate before it did anything. So got to give credit to the Winterboro head coach for calling time to get them to discuss that and get the call reversed in their favor. So 0-1 the count. Here it is. That was 0-2. That's strike three called for Blake McDaniel for out number two. So McDaniel's faced two and struck out two, and that'll bring up the bottom of the order, Kevin McKenzie. He'll step in and face McDaniel for the first time. Here's the pitch. It's going to paint the outside black part of the plate for strike one. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be hit. Just under a diving Cam Hammonds, and it'll get way behind him in the outfield. They're going to throw it down to third. So a misplay by Hammonds. The ball gets to the outfield, and the speedy McKenzie will make it to third base, and that'll bring us back to the top of the order with two outs. Mr. Kimani Robinson, the center, who was the catcher, now playing second base. Baseball's being swapped out. Don't want to play with that one anymore. That one was bad luck. As Robinson will step back in. Here's the pitch from McDaniel with the runner on third. Over his head for ball one. So everybody else has done it. You got to think McDaniel wanted to get in on the party too. Well, here it is. Inside tight for ball two. So here's the 2-0 with two outs, runner on third. Here's the pitch. Fouled, sliced hard down the third baseline for strike one. I say McDaniel wanted to get in on the party. Every pitcher tonight has thrown at least two or three over the heads of batters where the batters have had to duck. So here's the 2-1 from McDaniel. That's going to be ball three. In the dirt. So the 3-1 coming from McDaniel. Fouled away, strike two. That'll fill the count up. So here's the payoff pitch. Got him looking, strike three. So Winterboro strands one 90 feet away in the top of the fourth inning, the bottom of the inning, fourth coming. But first, I'm going to take a break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Orthopedics is here. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine treats most types of orthopedic injuries. From sports injuries to wear and tear as you age, Dr. Trapiano is located at 120 South Anniston Avenue, just across from Coosa Valley Medical Center. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196. For Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Postgame Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the ballpark here at Fayetteville High School. Fayetteville wins 19-1 as both coaches have agreed to go ahead and call this one. The Fayetteville put up 10 runs in the second inning, and that's what blew the doors wide open here at the ballpark. So you'll see these two teams again Thursday. Give the win to our starting pitcher, Brenton Cantrell. The losing pitcher would be Jovi Cole. But Blake McDaniel came in for relief and struck out every batter he faced. And both coaches agreed that this one was pretty much all said and done, so let's just go ahead and officially call it. You can catch these, like I said, you can catch these Wolves again Thursday. We will not have the call. We will not have the call Saturday against Sylacauga, but we will be on the call at the beach when these Wolves play their spring break games down towards the Gulf. 19-1 once again, your final score. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Be looking for us again next week from the beach. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, Collier Motors, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, AMIA, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.